want you to brag about yourself. It's one of the hardest things to do. It might sound really silly or simple, but really it is. While we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, if there's something where you get to brag about yourself and you get to say, look at me now, 314-531-9898. We want you to take it second, point it out to everyone and say,
look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
Something we started to do last year is point out those little wins, or sometimes they're big wins. So 314-531-9898. I'll go first. After 6 weeks of not having a car, went to the dealership yesterday, finally got my car back.
Hey! Yeah.
Look at me not driving around in a rental anymore.
Finally. Huge.
For like 6 weeks ago, someone tried to break into my car, and I was in a rental for 6 weeks after this idiot tried to break into my car. Just even having a car is a moment where you can say, look at me now.
Yeah, mine's a quite a bit smaller, but still a celebration. I had enough time this morning to stop and get a coffee before work.
So. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Celebration for me.
Game changer.
After last night and Notre Dame losing, I actually came into work.
Sometimes just showing up to work. AB, do you have a look at me now moment?
Well, this week I'm trying to take no naps, which is a big deal for me. And so I went to bed very early last night. I drugged myself with some Benadryl. I knocked myself out.
I went to bed early. I showed up to work. I actually just driving my regular car. It could be little things like this, like grabbing a coffee, or it could be huge wins in your life. You beat cancer. You got out of a tough relationship. You got promoted at work. But this is an opportunity for you to say,
look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
314-531-9898. You get to tell everyone, look at me now. What's your look at me now story? We're giving you a chance to brag about yourself while we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. 314-531-9898. This gives you an opportunity to say,
look at me now. Oh, look at me now.
We give you an opportunity to say, look at me now. If there's something in your life, it could be a small win or a big win. We're going to highlight them here while we're commercial free because we could all use some win when it's this freaking cold out.
Look at me now. Look at me now, yeah.
Ahmed.
Hey.
Hey, so what is your look at me now story?
I got my citizenship 2 years ago, and last year I was voting for the first time in my life.
Look at
that's
you!
That's amazing. Awesome.
Look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah.
So how long have you been in the U.S., and then what was the process like to get your U.S. citizenship? Like, how was the process for you?
So, it was a little bit easy for me. I'm from Iraq, originally from Baghdad.
Okay.
And I used to be with the U.S. Army as a translator.
Really?
So, yeah, so I got my visa, which is SIV, Special Immigrant Visa.
Yeah.
So, after 5 years, I got the citizenship.
Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
Wow. So thank you for helping serve our country obviously during the Iraq war. You were at war with our country being a translator and serving our country, right?
Yes,
I am. That's a huge role.
Yeah, yes. Wow. You played such an important role for our country. And then now to have a voting and be able to have your opinion and your voice heard is such a powerful moment because you served our country already. Good for you. And thank you so much.
I'm literally living the American dream at the moment.
You can hear the excitement. You can hear the excitement in his voice.
Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
The American dream is alive because of Ahmed. So thank you so much for everything you've done and keeping the American dream alive.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
It's crazy to hear that like the day after the inauguration. Yeah. We don't have no idea how Ahmed voted, so whether he was excited or not to see a new president sworn in, but it's just cool that you could have a right to vote so a new president can be sworn in.
Absolutely.
And that's pretty cool the day after the inauguration. And to say the American dream is alive is a good reminder that it really is.